The Japanese camp authorities were firm believers in mass punishment. If one person stole an egg from the poultry farm, the entire poultry farm detail went on half rations. If one person sabotaged a steamroller on the airstrip, everyone suffered. In matters of discipline and reward, Colonel Shigeji Mori, the first commandant, preferred to rule the camp as a single organism. To an extreme degree, the welfare of the one and the many rose and fell together. It was a managerial philosophy predicated on certain social hallmarks of Japanese culture, and typical of the Japanese army at that time. This same rule of mass punishment applied to escapes. Colonel Mori grouped the prisoners at Kibanatuan into units of 10. These 10 were generally prisoners who slept close to one another in the same barracks and often worked on the same detail. The men were supposed to get together frequently and discuss the futility of escape. According to Mori, they were supposed to meditate on the subject with great earnestness and sincerity. These decimal units came to be referred to as shooting squads, or more commonly, blood brothers. At all times, each prisoner was keenly attentive to the whereabouts of his 9 brothers, and for good reason. If a single American attempted to break out, all 9 of his comrades would be executed, along with the culprit. The deterrent was highly successful. Very few people even considered escape, let alone attempted it. Most of the escapes were undertaken by people who were out of their heads with malaria, or out of their heads for some other reason. They almost invariably ended up getting caught, and promptly shot.